Chapter 12. Simon Saves the Day. Everyone looked at Simon in horror. What was he doing? Trent TV couldn't afford another blunder. It seemed that time stood still in the now silent gallery, but only a few seconds had passed. Then the looks of horror turned to looks of amazement as Simon spoke into the phone. He was speaking French. Very well. After just 2 minutes, he put the phone down and looked at his father, who was speechless.
Well,
said Jenny and Rav.
Well,
repeated Simon, smiling.
We have a 30-minute link with the satellite Hotbird starting from now.
Rav quickly pressed some buttons and turned a few dials. And there was Gordon, looking back at them from outside a beautiful Spanish church. They had never been so pleased to see his face. Everyone cheered.
Yay!
Well done,
said Bruce to Simon and patted him on the back. David hugged his son and Sally cried,
I didn't know you could speak French. If we had known earlier, we wouldn't have panicked.
Oh, I...
began Simon.
You can talk later, said Jenny. We have work to do now. Rav, get ready to link the satellite pictures to the news.
There was great excitement in the gallery. David was sure that millions of people were now watching Trent TV. The newsreader had mentioned the wedding of George Miller at least 4 times during the programme. He heard her say,
And now we can go live to Madrid where Gordon Wright is waiting to give us the latest news.
Gordon began to speak.
You're joining us just in time. The wedding ceremony has finished. George Miller will soon appear with his new wife, and the world will finally know who she is. Here they come.
The camera moved to the church door, and George came out with his bride.
It's Juliet!
They all chorused. Simon's face fell.
Oh, well, at least I met her here in the studios.
Sally touched his arm.
I know just how you feel. George was my dream man.
They laughed. Trent TV extended the news programme to show pictures of the happy couple. The phone soon began to ring as other TV channels asked to buy and use their satellite pictures. It was a great moment for David Fox. Later that day, Bruce stood before the Trent TV team in the conference room.
I think it's fair to say that Simon saved the day for you. If it hadn't been for his quick thinking, Trent TV would have had a big problem. If he hadn't spoken French on the phone, you would have lost the biggest news story of the year. I hope that teaches you all the importance of learning a foreign language.
Simon looked embarrassed, but very, very happy.
So I have 2 announcements to make,
continued Bruce. David was on the edge of his seat. He glanced at Jenny and Rav, who looked as nervous as he felt.
Firstly, I've decided to offer the Kanga TV franchise to Trent TV.
Everyone in the room jumped up and down with joy.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Fantastic.
And secondly, I'd like to offer Simon a job at Kanga TV in Australia. What about it, Simon? Would you like to work in Sydney?
I'd love to,
said Simon immediately.
Unless, of course, my colleagues at Trent TV want me to stay here.